So on that note, I got a few people that are going to be joining me on this host line as we transition into our weekly accountability program, which is structured nothing more than just what Rick Murphy and Terry Latham are leading at their awesome team on Sunday nights. And this is basically how we keep ourselves on track. And I'm not the guru of accountability. I simply just know that if I am part of a group, I'm going to be on the right track. So who do we have on so far?
This is Susan. Kathy Clark.
Good morning. I got Kathy Clark. And who else?
Susan Evans.
Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy. And we should have Harold Walkup and Triple M and Molly, Janice. Ken had a business appointment come up this morning.
Vince.
And Steve Crowfoot, right? Am I remembering?
Vance, can you hear me?
I can.
This is Ken Scrip. I had a cancel.
Look at
client
you. You're going to be on the call live. Good, 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 good. Okay, so we've got Kathy, Susan, Ken. Looking for Harold, Molly, Steve. Steve Crowfoot was on the other line. I know Harold was on the other line. Take him a couple seconds to transition over. You guys are just like Johnny on the spot speed dial. Or did you guys cheat? Were you guys on the host line and muted yourself out so you didn't have to hang up?
No.
No, I did. Speed dial.
Okay. And I think I heard Harold's voice, right? No? I keep asking. He might have had something else. And actually, he may have put me a note, and I just didn't get a chance to read it yet this morning. Okay, well, let's get started with you three. Here's, you guys already heard my quote that I quoted from Rick from last Sunday night's call that, of course, I mentioned I cheated, and you guys found out that I listened to it this morning because I just, we had a crazy, crazy weekend after being gone last weekend in Cleveland.
Good morning.
Good morning, Molly. There we go. Anybody else join the line besides Kathy, Susan, Ken, and Molly?
Yes, this is Harold Vance.
There we go. There's Harold.
I had trouble getting on.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We're a popular group this morning. So.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, really quick, and I'm gonna put you guys, if you want to scribble these down so you can address them, and we're going to basically run through this like rapid fire because, there was a thought that crossed my head, and it was when Dakota was talking. The less time that we can be on things like this, and the more time that we can be laser-focused out doing what we need to be doing, the better off our business will be in the long run. Okay? So everybody agree with that? So having a lot of, fluffy time of asking how the weather is in Seattle, which is quite stupid because it can't be much different than it is in Portland. I mean, we're only 3 hours' drive from each other, and I don't really care. I really don't. So sorry, Kathy, if you wanted to give the weather report, but I don't care. So on that note, and if anybody else joins on the line that you haven't had your name, and I'm just going to run through because I've got five of you so far, take a couple minutes. We know what's taken place on the Sunday night calls as far as the 11th call on the 11th, which was the day after because our last call, our conversation that we had was on the 10th, 2 weeks ago. What happened? Here's question number one. What happened for you at the Rhythm event? What did it do for you? I don't want to know what happened at the city you were at. As far as how many people were there, that's great. It's irrelevant for this call. What happened to you? Okay? And then as a result of that, thus far in the first 24 days in the month of May, what was the best thing that you did to build your business? That's going to be our question for next week. Okay? So focusing in, because May will be pretty much done on the 31st. Boy, I had my dates all screwed up. On the 31st, looking back, what did you do? What was the best things you did during the month of May? So get that down so you have it. But what I want to focus in on this morning is what happened for you at the Rhythm event, okay, for you and your business, and how are you going to utilize that to finish this first third, and the first third of the 90 days, so the first month of that, how are you going to utilize that to finish strong, to launch into June so that June 1st, with all the different things that are being introduced and happening, that I'm so incredibly thrilled with the new success kit that's coming out. But what happened for you, and how are you going to use that to finish the month strong as far as launching for that first 90 days? So, excuse me, Ken, you haven't been with us in a while, so I'm going to put you on the spot and go first.
Okay.
What happened at the Houston Rhythm event for you, and how are you going to utilize that?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to answer this question, but for that specific event, I had to work in the spa, so I missed it, but I listened to part of the May 1st Rhythm call.
Mm-hmm.
Where they changed where they announced the changing of initiatives. They changed the requirements for silver.
Mm-hmm.
And introduced the business packs, and I can respond to that because I was on part of that call. But and I can say that how that affected me was I think it's a lot better. I think it simplifies the whole process of getting people in and getting them thinking about building a business if they want to be the business builder, because you just go over the three packs and they don't have, it's not a requirement anymore to get to silver. So I think it simplifies it and makes it really nice for, you know, when you get people in and you can explain it. I mean, you know, before with all these bonuses, it was kind of complicated, and they took those out and put more revenue into the basic comp plan is the way I understand it.
Okay. Now, Ken, what, again, the second part of that question, what are you doing with that information?
Well, what I'm doing with it is a lot of the way I'm doing my business now, I started, I purchased some leads, the way I'm using that information now is largely on the phone. I'm on the phone a lot now with these leads, and almost, you know, a lot. One of the most common questions is, how much does it cost to start up this business?
Okay.
Getting that question a lot, so it really simplifies it. And I answer it in different ways, but sometimes I just say $53. Because now they don't have to get, if they want to be a builder, they don't have to get the pack, you know, the wellness home pack.
Right. Well, starting June 1st, that'll change to about $78, $79, depending on which state you're in as far as sales tax and whatnot. But the wellness consultant fee will be $75.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah. I would highly, if you guys, if you're in a situation like Ken and you weren't able to be at the Rhythm event, get a hold of the Rhythm DVD or go online, and I believe they're all there. I didn't check, but all the if you just simply go through the PowerPoint slides that we utilized at the Rhythm events, it'll be huge to allow yourself, and don't wait till June 1st to go through and become very familiar with this. And as Ken alluded, it's good, better, and best. There's no other options as far as packs to get people sponsored. You can download, and whether it's in black and white or color, it doesn't make any difference, but allow people to see what their options are or take it to them online. Okay, I'm going to switch gears here, and we're going to go up to Susan. And if your name is not Susan, if you could do me a big favor and hit, because I have this feeling that it's going to get psycho here in a second. Your name is not Susan. If you could hit *6, and when I call your name, you can come right back in, and that'll mute you out. Or just hit mute on your phone. You have a mute feature. That'll help us out a bunch. Okay, thank you. So, Susan, what did the Rhythm event do for you? What happened at you know, for you, and what are you doing with it?
Well, two things happened. One, I realized the month is almost gone, and I have not accomplished what I had set out as a goal. So it enabled me to really look at what I was doing and refocus. And I think that's very important. The simplicity I especially like, and the fact that we have the opportunity now to meet a person who just wants to be a customer and doesn't want to be, you know, think that we're forcing them into something else.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps the best remark was one that we had Chris Gullo speaking, he was talking about if you invited people to a preview, and then you'd say, well, nobody would want to come. And he said, but what if I told you I would give you $1,000 for each person you brought to that preview? How many people would you get there? And everybody was, you could just, if you can imagine light bulbs going on over all these people's heads.
Sure.
And it created an awareness and a passion to go out and, you know, get myself even finishing up this month, just like you said, a lot stronger than, rather than being discouraged, just saying, like Dakota was talking about, going out and talking to people.
Mm-hmm. And something that you just said, which I think is incredibly apropos, is that you realize the month is almost over.
Yeah.
And yet you didn't beat yourself up. You just kind of get refocused and go forward from here. There's no point in sulking over things that we can't go back and change.
Yes, you know, thank you.
We just can't. There's no point in it. So why?
Yeah.
Why be, you know, martyrs? I've learned a lot. My father-in-law is a minister, and one of his classic sayings that I'll never, ever forget is that, you know, the only one that's going to come to your pity party is the devil himself.
Oh.
That's the only one. That's the only person who's going to show up and join you, because he wants you to stay down. He wants you to stay frustrated. And so, you know, you guys, when we write things down and we set goals and we don't get the target date, don't sit there and sulk, because that's exactly what the enemy of success would want us to do, sit there and sulk and get frustrated and not even want to go on. No, slap yourself around. Whatever you have to do, go take a cold shower. I don't care. But realize, hey, we got to go forward from here. Okay. Thank you, Susan, very, very much. Let's pop down to Harold. Harold, what took place at the Rhythm event for you, the one here in Salem, which, by the way, I am curious. Already I said I didn't care, but how many people were at the event in Salem?
I would say there were close to 100. And there were people standing along the back wall.
Okay. Now, here's something, and I didn't know that yet. I haven't had a chance to talk to Tara McGuire, who hosted that event. Close to 100. And, Harold, do you remember how many were at the last event here in Portland?
About 70, I believe.
Just over 30.
Really? Oh, in Portland?
In Portland.
Okay. No, I thought it was more than that.
Yeah, no, there might have been 70 chairs set out, but there was only 30 boxes.
Okay. Well, I may be guessing high at this one, but it seemed like it was completely full, and they had to bring more chairs in at the back, and there were about 5 or 6 people standing at the back wall, so I'm guessing around 100.
Okay, that's a good problem to have. Well, I'll double-check your numbers, and I'll report back next Saturday when we chat. But even that, the way you just said that obviously did something for you, as far as the numbers and the sheer excitement of the group and the energy level. And here it was in Salem, a new location. We haven't had an event in Salem in quite some time. And what did that do for you, and how are you utilizing that to go forward?
Well, again, I like the simplicity of it. I've already sat down a lady the second time we met at a coffee shop, brought my computer, and signed her up right then. And it took like 5 minutes. So I think the ease of that is really important, because people understand it a lot easier for themselves.
Okay.
What I've been doing is, again, the way to do this business is just talk to people. So I've been out talking to people all week long.
Mm-hmm. Now, Harold, you did something interesting that I think I need to point out, and that is last Thursday, you met me at the airport to pick up the projector and the laptop that we use at our Rhythm events, because I had it. And tell the folks on the group, besides the fact that gas is whatever it is, a gallon that day, because it's kind of irrelevant, but you spent 85 cents and rode Portland's MAX train out to the airport and back. And what did you do coming out and going back?
I read a book.
Okay, you read a book. So you utilized that time to educate yourself. And you had said to me, you know, I love utilizing the train because I can either read a book or what else do you do when you're on the train?
I prospect and talk to people and get names, get business cards and all sorts of stuff.
So you're out there working. So it's not just idle time.
Oh, right.
Okay.
And besides that, I didn't have to spend 85 cents because the machines were down that you had to pay.
kind of like Vance flying all the way out to Cleveland on a free United ticket because I took a bump coming back from the last rhythm event in February.
You do what you have to do.
You do what you have to do. And then I earned two more free tickets coming home from Cleveland because I took two more bumps. But aside from that, Harold, you already are the example of what is going on as far as the new initiatives, the new enhancements that have been in place, because you said it's so simple, and you sat down, you met some for coffee at a coffee shop, you whip open the laptop, you sign them up 5 minutes, and it's a done deal. Now, did this person make the decision to purchase one of the packs at that point?
No, she's going to be signing up two people in Virginia, I believe, and a lady in Canada, and trying to decide how to do that. So she said that she was going to wait to make their decision, and then they would all lump it in together and make a big order.
Okay. Smart. So she's already got an international business crossing over our northern border into Canada. Okay.
That's correct. Well, she's been in network marketing before, so she understands the concept, I think.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That's great. Okay. Thank you, Harold. Let's go over to Dayton, Ohio to Molly. Molly, unmute yourself there. And which rhythm event did you go to? I didn't see you in Cleveland, so I know you weren't there.
I meant to come, but my car did not cooperate with me, so I ended up going to Columbus.
Okay. And
also on Tuesday and Wednesday, I went to Cleveland to hear and Bodak.
And Bodak. Yeah, there were, 58 people, what was that, Tuesday night for the wellness preview meeting with Ann Bodak, and then I guess there was another 26 for breakfast and then a lunch and all that stuff. But so, Molly, what did the Rhythm event do for you, and how are you utilizing it?
Well, the Rhythm of event in Columbus, the most of the population there more than 30.
Okay.
It is not as cheerful as when there is a whole lot of people. It seems that everybody is having a tough time, that kind of gathering. One person had a retail award. Another person has, I think, it's a recruit. What I took.
Molly, let me have you pause here for a sec because you just illustrated something I need to point out. Columbus is what, 2 hours from Cleveland?
Yeah, hours from Dayton is southwest of Ohio.
Right, so a little bit further from you, but people in Columbus, the difference between Columbus and Cleveland, a couple-hour drive, and
yes.
You said one person got the retailing award, one person got the recruiting award. Up in Columbus, they had 80-some people at the event, and they had 11 people.
Eleven
people get recognized for either retailing award, the recruiting award, or rank advancement. They had a couple new silvers, they had a new gold. So you talk about the energy level and excitement. Obviously, it wasn't the same there because they didn't have the sheer numbers. What are you going to do to change that, Molly?
Well, in Dayton, 2 hours from Columbus, I am working with the Crossline. She brings guests to my home. My change big is in the sense of that I will open my home with a great effort. And whether Crossline or my own guests will have a wellness preview here. The wellness preview, since it is a smaller number, we kind of gear for individual needs. Like yesterday, someone who has a hamstring problem is locked up and tight and hurt. So we just zero on her, put in her the body energizer and with the CM cream. And so it is, yes, one the other person didn't have as much a problem, so we just kind of just work on her showing her the product that she could use and work that way. It is more of what I saw of both places, Columbus and Cleveland. I realized once again I don't do enough.
Okay.
So I just have to do more in the way like Dakota was saying, work smarter, not to be on the call when take out so much time, listen to CD, way to here and there. I started doing that also.
Okay.
Not giving another thing is not feeling hurt if somebody says no or did not hear what I, the important things I stress. So we'll just go from one person to another and make it light and make it happy and making it like a game is what I intend to do.
Okay.
So I'm a serious person and I shouldn't be because everybody, their agenda in life, they are not me, I'm not they. So let each person live and not... and leave myself.
Okay.
So my goal in, is one silver, the amount for convention would be 30,000 for convention, get two nights and one ticket to the convention.
Okay, great.
Two free tickets.
Okay.
Tickets and tonight. That's the most I can.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
Lots of realization.
Okay.
Especially working with Crossline. She's a new. Her sponsor is in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
I am in the position kind of to. Or train. Of course, I shouldn't say it that way, but there are so many things I already know that she doesn't, and I think I help her and her prospect a lot.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, let's finish up here with Kathy.
Vance, Janice has been on.
Janice is on. Okay, Janice.
You've been on.
Okay, so you heard the two questions. So let's go, Kathy, and then we'll finish with Janice, and we'll be all done. Again, trying to keep these short and sweet and to the point. And quick reminder, actually I'll do that at the end. Kathy, what happened at the Seattle? I know there was a suburb that you guys did it in, more than likely. It's not Seattle proper. But what happened at the Seattle Rhythm event for you, and how are you utilizing that? What did it do for you? I know what happened, okay? It's the same thing that happened in Cleveland. It's the same thing that happened in Salem and Austin. It doesn't matter. They're all the same. So,
the Seattle event energized me.
Okay.
It gave me a tremendous sense of urgency. There's new initiatives taking place as of June 1st. So I've been doing a lot of talking to people this past week, trying to get people started, showing them things before June 1st. But the biggest sense of urgency it gave me was on around the water.
Okay, now, and that was the focus of the Seattle event.
Yes. Ruth and Mary Lou did their water presentation. And I had gotten in on this a couple days earlier when they did their webinar on it. And water has always been a hot topic for me anyway.
Sure.
So I went up and talked with Ruth about doing 21 clubs with the water.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what I'm trying to set up right now is actually a bunch of these, whether they're 21 clubs or just a bunch of water presentations, and working with my downline in the same mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
This is important. This is in the news.
Okay.
And if we don't talk to people, somebody else will.
Okay, so specifically on the subject of water, what goals do you have that you're going to kind of refine or tweak for the next 60 days for June and July?
Find and retweet and retweak my goals is to work harder and faster.
Okay.
I absolutely loved what Dakota said this morning about listening to the calls.
And she didn't offend you about saying you should go back to bed if it's too early in the morning for you?
Oh, no, but I'm up at 4, so it doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter. But I am tweaking them primarily with a sense of urgency, working hard and faster. I am not reducing my goals.
Good.
I'm going to keep them up there. I'm going to shoot for them. If I don't make them, I will be a whole lot further than where I am right now.
Exactly. Okay. Good. All right, let's finish up with Janice. Again, what happened at the Rhythm event for you, or were you able to make one?
I was in the Box Canyon, no phone, all this other kind of stuff. And
That didn't happen. So you know enough about the information, Janice. What are you doing?
When I got back, I spent some time. I'm still in Texas, down north of San Antonio. But I spent some time last couple days looking at, listening to some of Ann Wodak's calls and stuff like that, the things that were happening. I wasn't able to get anything on the, I wasn't able to find the information on the rhythm of the event. What I liked was, when I thought it through these new things, how simple it's going to be. I mean, we don't have to tell people you got to get this back and this back in order to go sober.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to do it, they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gonna, but it's. I think then it also leaves the responsibility to us to teach them, to give them the information, to show them how important this is.
Right.
It makes it that. And so, and the thing I'm spending some really serious time this week is looking at where I want my goals to go in the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
As I've been sidetracked, as you so well know, and now it's time to get busy. But where do I want my goals to go? And I just really like this. Listening to your morning call with whatever her name was.
Dakota,
yeah. Set 'em huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't beat myself up if I never don't make my goals anyhow, because crying out loud, I can fall on my face many times and I can get back up.
Right.
But this goal setting is, to do it. And so I am looking for the information, but it sounds like basically I have to get the Rhythm of Event DVD in order to find out what this stuff is.
Right.
Because it wasn't on the PowerPoint slide that Ann Bodak had. That was just the basic information from before.
Okay, I wanted to know so we're all on the same page. If you go to, up in the upper right-hand corner, there's a little icon on the website, and there's a guy with a bullhorn, I would call it, or, an orange stadium, bugle horn, whatever you call it, a cheerleader would have. Third option down, it says, hear more about these exciting new announcements as introduced during the May 1st kickoff call. Click here for an encore of the WebEx presentation. You click on that, it'll take you through that whole call.
I did the May 1.
Okay, and were the slides not there?
Yeah, the slides were there, but still they did more stuff at the Rhythm event. They gave more information. They're up and coming.
Okay.
That's what I didn't have.
Okay. Well, I would highly recommend somebody, and if you can email it to me, I will get it out to everybody. There has got to be a spot on here, and if one of us needs to call consultant services on Tuesday when they're back open again to find out where the PowerPoint slides are. Because I have access to them as a President's Club member, but I really can't give out my ID number and my security code to everybody under the planet, because that's just not going to work.
I
told you those slides. But I know they're there. They've got to be online someplace.
Vance?
Yes.
They said up here that they would not be available until after this weekend because of the Canadian event.
Keep looking. So once this weekend happens, so I guess probably on Tuesday we'll see those uploaded there.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
I did ask Ed Bodak, how can we get the DVD that was shown? She said that you have to get it from the president's club.
Yeah, the DVD is going to be a little bit trickier, but as far as the slides, there's 40 slides that Sarah Niles actually downloaded and burned onto a CD. That's what we used in Cleveland last weekend. But those slides go through one by one, and you can... It makes it really, really simple to have those. Okay. On that note, was that Susan who just reminded me that they'll be available next weekend? No? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, it was. Okay, I thought I was trying to get the voices down here. Okay, you guys, next week, of course, don't miss Rick's call tomorrow night. But the question I want you to answer, looking back at the month of May, what was the best thing you did to build your business? All right, we want to focus on what was the best thing that you did during the month of May. Next Saturday will be the 31st. And again, if you guys have got a favorite Magboy story, please email me and I'll get you, well, you guys already know the host code, but if you have one, a Magboy story and or way to demonstrate the Magboy, please jump on the call at 7 a.m. on the West Coast, 10 a.m. on the East Coast, obviously, for Susan in Chicago, 9 a.m. Okay. If anybody listening is there in the Mountain Time Zone, of course, it's 8 a.m. But anyhow, you get my point. Love to have you on the call with me to discuss that because people, I think we're going to miss the boat entirely if we don't utilize the fact that for the first time in NECN's history, 32-year history or 33-year history, we actually have a product coming in the business kit. This is huge. Absolutely huge. We will never have what we used to call a $49 distributor. We will always have product going into people's homes. And if we can show them how powerful that is, if nothing other than them taking them out of the case and throwing them in their dryer, we'll do more for the environment because they'll quit using dryer sheets and putting all those toxins into the air. Get rid of static electricity, get rid of the wrinkles in the clothing. If you don't believe me, try it. We've been doing it for about 3 months now. So no more dryer sheets for the Rogers. So anyway, don't miss tomorrow night's call with Rick. And if you do miss it, jump online. You can listen to it like I do because Sunday nights are never conducive for me to jump on a call and take Dakota's advice and listen to him when it's, it's a downtime for you. So have a great weekend, everybody. Please call me if there's any three ways or anything I can do on my part. And we'll go from there. Or pop me an email.
Thanks, Ben.
Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.